Hey everyone, on this episode, I want to just give you a couple of ideas on how you as a new parent or a new parent that you know can support their health and overall well-being as well as their comfort while they are enjoying the newborn addition to their life. Oftentimes, new baby comes into the world and for the first few months, we spend hours and hours and hours, you know, feeding them, rocking them to sleep, staring down at them lovingly while they're in your arms. And, you know, after a few weeks of this consistent posture, you may find yourself with some pain and stiffness in your neck and shoulders. And, you know, truthfully, I call this mama posture. It's papa posture too. Grandparent posture. It's anyone who's spending a lot of time in this type of caregiving role. Mothers typically are dealing with it more because they are breastfeeding. However, I want to make sure that you are mindful of these ideas because truthfully, this isn't any different than, you know, text neck, which we've seen an epidemic of lately where people are looking down at their devices and their phones, and that's causing a lot of forward head posture and tightness in the chest muscles, and it's pulling your whole posture forward, which then affects your posture, which affects your spinal health and mobility and your nervous system function. So this is sort of similar. And so what I want you to think about, if you are a new parent or you have a new parent in your life, are these three simple things. The first is be sure to be switching arms as much as possible when holding your baby. This is good for you and it's good for them. Oftentimes as parents, we get really comfortable holding our children in one arm. Typically, it's the arm that is not our dominant arm so that we have that dominant hand available to do something else or to support or to hold a hand of another child. And oftentimes, you know, we develop more strength in the arm that we're holding the baby, but then your baby is actually only getting this one viewpoint of the world. And so breastfeeding is amazing for so many reasons, but part of the reason that kids need to breastfeed, or even if they're being formula fed, is they need to be exposed to different viewpoints, right? Looking one direction, looking the other direction. It's important for their neck range of motion, for their jaw development, for just their overall sensory experience. For you as a parent, it's really important because it helps you not develop overuse injuries in one arm, okay? So carry your baby right from the beginning as much as possible. Obviously, babies belong in your arms as far as I'm concerned. Devices are great to transport them and to keep them safe while they're at home, but the more your baby is in contact with you is always a good thing. And so getting used to holding them from an early age is really beneficial because then you're going to develop strength as your baby grows. You've got a little 8-pounder and then a 10-pound and then 15 pounds and 20 pounds. And as time goes on, your body will also get stronger. So the first tip is be sure to be switching arms when holding your baby. You know, if you're not breastfeeding, if you're formula feeding, that's really important. Dads, you know, anyone who's holding the baby, just keep alternating so that you're not chronically looking down and to the same direction when you're with your child. Second tip is going along with what I just said about carrying your baby and holding your baby. Using a variety of slings and carriers are amazing. Now, I'm a huge fan of baby wearing because it's both good for the child and I believe it's good for you. First and foremost, your children love to be held. It develops a really strong emotional attachment. It helps them live life, you know, upright, be gravity weight bearing. It prevents them from having any constraints on their head, on their spine. It allows them to take in the world from multiple angles. It's good for, you know, without diving into all the benefits and the science around baby wearing, there is a reason why it's a practice that's naturally done throughout the world. Nowadays, there are a variety of different types of slings, carriers, backpacks, whatever is comfortable for you. My suggestion is always to have a variety of them if you're comfortable. Your child securely attached to you, you then can also be hands-free to hold the hand of another child, to take care of things around the house. Just, you tend to get a little bit more mobile. The reason this is also good for your posture is that when your baby is attached to you in a sling or carrier, it's actually taking some of the strain out of your arms and it's gonna support your neck and shoulders in a different way. So, you know, it just really frees up, again, that chronic looking down posture. You do wanna hold your baby as much as possible. So if you can use something to help you holding your baby, it's gonna be an advantage. Again, you know, as you're holding your baby from early ages, start using a baby carrier at early ages because then again, your spine and your posture and your muscles are going to develop along with your baby. So as they grow, you will get stronger and your ability to hold them and carry them in a carrier is also going to be strengthened. Variety of carriers minimizes the repetitive strain on your spine and shoulders. It's also just going to help you prevent injuries. Now, there are a couple of really big tips about baby carriers. The biggest one is I want you just to be sure that your child is always facing you. Facing forward, facing you, meaning even if they're on their back. The reason we want them to do this, and we don't love babies outward facing, so this is when you're wearing a baby carrier and instead of your baby being face to face with you, your baby is facing out into the big world, is because sometimes the harnesses on these carriers, they can create more of a display in their hips. They can actually just create a bit more extension in the hips. They can create a bit more of a flare. And we don't want to see that when the hip's natural development is to go forward. Our natural position is forward flexion. We don't do a lot of hip extension in our day-to-day world, except if we're kicking a ball or we're moving. So like walking definitely, you know, uses some, a lot of body movements use some hip extension, of course, but we're not living our lives in that position. And certainly while the hips are developing, we don't want to create any kind of potential instability. Also, you know, when babies are facing you, they always have the ability to tuck in if they get scared, if they get unsettled, if they like something, they don't like something, if they want to fall asleep. It's a much healthier position for them to crash if they need to have a nap, if they crash into your chest, than if they're out looking about and their head just flops down. So baby carriers are great for your posture. They're great for your child. Big thing to keep in mind is they should always be facing you and not facing outwards. Now, my last tip for you, if you are a new parent, is stretch, move your body. You know, when you're not looking down at your child, think about reversing the whole position that you were just in. Tilt your head forward, tilt your head back, rotate your head side to side, roll your shoulders, you know, hold your hands behind your back and open up your chest for a really great stretch. Doing these moves is going to help break up the repetitive strain on the muscles of your neck, upper arm, shoulder, and help compensate for that forward posture. If you're curious about more of these, I've got lots of articles on this on my website, as well as links to some videos where I've demonstrated this. But basically, whenever you are in that forward posture, whenever you can get out of it, you're going to give your body that break and you're going to minimize the, you know, the muscle creep, so to speak, that can happen where the muscles start to mold and really hold and become stiff in that posture that we don't want you to have. And that's just going to give you some freedom and some movement and probably going to give you a little bit more of an energy boost and make you feel and breathe easier as well. So take breaks, stretch your neck and shoulders, reverse the posture, and you're probably going to feel it makes a bigger difference in your overall ability to continue to parent. Three tips for you today. First is switch arms as much as possible when holding your baby. Use baby carriers in a variety of slings. And the third is absolutely just take breaks and stretch your upper body and your back. And your body will thank you as you go through the wonderful world of raising a newborn. Again, if you have questions, always reach out. We're happy to address them. There are lots of other resources on the website. Feel free to check them out. And otherwise, enjoy your day and enjoy time with your new little one. If you could make little adjustments to elevate your level of health, would you do it? I'm Dr. Melissa Longo, and I believe your health is the most important asset that you have. And healthy living doesn't have to be complicated. Each episode, I'll share tips from my practice and personal life to help you rock your physical and emotional health and give your body what it needs to thrive. Thanks for being here today. I hope that you found some value in today's show, but more importantly, I hope that you take action to adjust your current level of health. For more information, be sure to check out the show notes as well as drmelissalongo.com. You'll find lots of information there to help you rock your health. Connect with me on Instagram or Facebook, and if you enjoyed the show, please do share it with someone you love. I'd love it if you left a review, if the show inspired you, and sent me any kind of feedback that you have. Until next time, have an awesome day.